Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe. I kind of look like Bono from U2 with these shades on right now. How's the red? And how's your eyesight? Is it good? Do you have bad eyesight? Well, if you have bad eyesight, is it because you are nearsighted or farsighted? You know, I used to be farsighted, and I guess my eyes just got better over time. But a lot of people who are nearsighted sometimes consider laser surgery. Have you ever considered laser surgery? Well, that is the name of our lesson. It's called Laser Surgery, Anyone? Laser surgery? Anyone? Does anyone want laser surgery? Well, we'll continue Grace's and Stephanie's conversation. Here's a question that you will find the answer to in today's lesson. Ah, yes. Why did Grace need glasses? Why did Grace need glasses? Let's find the answer right now. Here we go.
Laser surgery, anyone?
I'm glad your vision has improved.
Yeah. Before the surgery, I was so nearsighted that I needed my glasses to see anything. Now, I love waking up and seeing clearly.
That would be nice, but I'm still concerned about the risks. What if my vision becomes worse, or I lose it completely? I don't want to go blind.
You worry too much. 96% of patients gain their ideal eyesight from this surgery.
I read that glare can be a problem afterward.
It goes away quickly.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点我们看 nearsighted 这个形容词。near 是指近的，所以 nearsighted 是指近视的。例如 a high percentage of Asian students are nearsighted due to their heavy homework load. 亚洲学生因为功课很多，所以有很高的百分比都有近视。它的反义字就是把字首的 near 改成 far, 变成 farsighted, 意思是远视的。例如 Larry was born farsighted and started to wear glasses when he was 3. Larry 出生就有远视，三岁就开始戴眼镜。如果是闪光的话，就是 astigmatism, 拼成 A-S-T-I-G-M-A-T-I-S-M。接下来我们看的是 ideal 这个形容词。ideal 是指理想的或完美的。例如 This apartment is ideal for single tenants. 这个公寓非常适合单身的房客。或者是Isaac is smart and sharp. He's the ideal person for the job. Isaac 机灵聪明又犀利，他是这个工作的理想人选。如果字尾加上 ly, ideally 就是副词。例如 the resort is ideally suited for families with young kids. 这个度假中心非常适合有幼童的家庭。
Thank you so much, Michelle. All right, so Rebecca.
Yes, Gabe?
Yeah, have you ever seen people after laser surgery and they have goggles like this? Yeah, glasses?
Yeah, actually not really, but I can imagine it.
Oh, but those, I think the ones you have on are like the ones that some people have after they get laser surgery. Mm-hmm. They need to protect their eyes for a little while longer. Like my brother, he had those kind of goggles and it really helped.
Well, you know something, Gabe? Mm-hmm. I need to wear sunglasses every day when I go out into the sun to protect my eyes.
Oh, really?
Is that kind of the same idea?
Maybe. Yeah, it could be. Okay. But anyway, friends, the idea is that laser surgery, well, it's a procedure. And once you get it done, it's supposed to be good for your eyes, but maybe your eyes need a little bit of time to heal.
That's right. Now, yesterday we met Grace and Stephanie. Grace is very excited because her vision has improved after her laser eye surgery. And Stephanie actually seems a little excited for her because she says, I'm glad your vision has improved. And Grace says, yeah, before the surgery, I was so nearsighted that I needed my glasses to see anything.
Wait, hold on a second.
Yes?
Hold on a second.
Okay, Gabe.
Yeah, there's the answer, friends. Of course, the question was, why did Grace need glasses? Grace needed glasses because she was nearsighted. Okay, so if you are nearsighted, that means you can see a lot of things up close, but you can't see things that are far away. When I was younger, I was farsighted, so I could see things in the distance very clearly, but maybe it was harder to see things that are up close.
Ooh. Okay, that's when you were younger.
Mm-hmm.
Are your eyes better now?
Yeah, in middle school, I just took off my glasses, put them on the water fountain, and I never picked them up again. And my eyes are fine. I don't know what happened.
Wow, maybe Jesus healed your eyes.
Probably.
It's a very real possibility. Okay, well, anyway, back to our lesson here. Grace says, now I love waking up and seeing clearly. I would definitely agree with her. Who wants to wake up and not be able to see things clearly? Nobody, right?
Well, a lot of people, maybe they have to use glasses or contacts.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly. But Stephanie says here, that would be nice, but I'm still concerned about the risks. So there are risks involved. That means something might be kind of dangerous. Mm-hmm. What if my vision becomes worse or I lose it completely? I don't want to go blind.
Ah.
And that's a legitimate or a real concern that people have about doing laser surgery because, like I was sharing yesterday, there are horror stories out there, people who have had laser surgery and it went wrong.
And of course, you see these words up here on the screen. They've been there for a little while now, to go blind. Let's take some time and talk about those words.
Well, right. If you go blind, that means you weren't blind before, but now you are.
Right. So you weren't, you can't see anymore. And I have heard some people say that if you stare at the sun for too long, you could go blind. As a matter of fact, I was actually afraid as a child mm-hmm. to look at the sun even with sunglasses on
mm-hmm.
because people told me that you could go blind.
Well, it's probably true. And yeah. Rebecca, if you want to experience going blind, just look at this laser really quickly right
over here. Well, I don't want to experience going blind, thank you.
Yeah, that's not a very, no, don't want to experience
no.
that. You know, a related phrase is to go deaf. Okay, so if you can go blind, that means you lose your sight. If you go deaf, that means you lose your hearing. And a lot of people, the older they get, they start going deaf. Maybe they need a hearing aid or something. But we use this phrase, I'm going deaf, or my grandfather is going deaf, something like that.
And unfortunately, as my grandma got older mm-hmm. and older, she also started to go deaf. It was actually very sad to watch.
Mm-hmm.
But, friends, these are two good phrases for you to know and practice, to go blind and to go deaf. Well, let's continue on with Grace. She says, you worry too much. 96% of patients gain their ideal eyesight from this surgery. That's a pretty high percentage of patients.
Well, something that is ideal, that is a standard of perfection or excellence. So your ideal eyesight is maybe the best that you could possibly have.
So for me, an ideal birthday celebration would be spending time with friends and family and eating ice cream.
Hey, that sounds like a pretty good party.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty fun. Well, friends, we are having a pretty good conversation right now, but it's time for us to go to
the Info Cloud.
Welcome to InfoCloud. I'm Ken.
And I'm Carolyn. Let's take a look at a very simple but versatile expression today, okay?
Okay, what's that?
Okay, that's the expression. Okay can be used as an adverb, as in, the air conditioner is working okay. It can also be used as an adjective. Are you okay? It can also be used as a noun. He got his supervisors okay. It can even be used as a verb. Let's hope she'll okay the request.
Very versatile indeed. Now, let's take a closer look at the adjective usage. When a friend asks, what do you think of my new haircut? To answer, okay is bordering on impolite.
I agree. Instead of okay, you had better use a value word like beautiful or perfect. Even terrible shows more emotional involvement than okay.
Right, because okay simply means passable or acceptable. While it is affirmative, it's lukewarm.
Good point. Now, how should you write it? You can either write it as an abbreviation with capital O and K with no periods, or you can spell it out like a word, O-K-A-Y.
Okay, now there's also a variant of okay that's very colloquial, okie dokie.
Yes, okie dokie is not only very colloquial, but it's a lot more playful than plain okay. Even though both okay and okie dokie are used for communicating agreement, okie dokie would likely bring a smile to the listener's face.
我们先来看一个常常用到的也非常口语的字，那就是 OK。OK 可以用在许多地方，它可以当形容词、副词、名词以及动词。要注意 OK 当形容词表示还好。在路上看到有人跌了一跤，就可以问 Are you OK? 你还好吧？ I'm OK， 我还好，还可以。言下之意就是并不是顶好。因此 OK并不适合用来称赞别人，因为它是一个缺乏热情的字，它只比普通稍微好一点。OK 也延伸出更口语的 okie dokie， okie dokie 用来表示同意，也就是可以好的意思，但 okie dokie 听起来就比 OK 俏皮，比较令人莞尔。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 下次专见。
Studio Classroom is on the air. Welcome back to Studio Classroom. Friends, what do you think about the idea of having laser surgery done on you? Well, for some people who are nearsighted, they opt for laser surgery. It looks a little bit scary to me. I think I would definitely be very nervous if I was getting laser surgery done. However, 96% of patients gain their ideal eyesight after having laser surgery. So how is our conversation today going to continue? Well, let's find out.
Laser surgery, anyone?
But doesn't your night vision suffer? My uncle had to stop driving at night after his laser surgery.
Yes, it's a little difficult to see at night, but once my eyes recover completely, I'll be fine. Really, the surgery is safe.
What about the cost? I hear it's expensive.
The cost was totally worth it. I suggest you talk to your eye doctor to find out if you are a good candidate. That will help you to decide whether to get the surgery or not.
We'll see.
OK， 接下来我们看的是 recover 这个动词 ，re 这个字首有再一次的意思，所以 recover 在这里是指恢复健康。例如 ，the young patient recovered rapidly after the surgery， 这位年轻的病人手术后很快就复原了。recover 也指失而复得，例如 ，the stolen money was soon recovered after the police caught the thief， 警方逮到小偷后，失窃的钱很快就被找到了。它的名词是字尾加上 y 变成 recovery， 例如 the doctor was amazed by the miraculous speed of recovery of this little baby， 医生很惊讶这个小宝宝复原的惊人速度。最后我们看的是 candidate 这个名词， candidate 在这里是指适合的人选或者是可能会有这个状况的人，例如 Eric is one of the candidates for the heart transplant， Eric 是这个心脏移植手术的合适人选之一，或者是 Our customer service department is a likely candidate for outsourcing. 我们公司的客服部是很可能被外包的单位。Candidate 也指候选人，例如 Regina is the only female candidate standing for this election. Regina 是这个选举唯一的女性候选人。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Well, thank you so much, Michelle. Let's continue with our conversation here. Stephanie and Grace are talking about the glare that you might have after you have laser surgery. Grace says it goes away quickly. But Stephanie says here, but doesn't your night vision suffer? Okay, so that's your vision at night. Isn't there going to be a problem with that?
Well, some people say that there is a problem with your night vision after you've had laser surgery. And Stephanie says, my uncle had to stop driving at night after his laser surgery, but I'm not sure that necessarily affects everybody.
Right.
And so this might not even be a necessary concern.
Right, but you hear some stories, right?
Right.
Like our lesson says, you know, 96% of patients gain their ideal sight, but that means that there's 4%.
So you just might fall into that 4% category.
Well, right. 4% is actually kind of a high percentage. I can understand why they're having this conversation. There are risks involved. Well, we continue here. Grace says, yes, it's a little difficult to see at night, but once my eyes recover completely, I'll be fine. She's trying to convince Stephanie that really, the surgery is safe.
And Stephanie is still uncertain. She's concerned about the cost. She says that she hears it's very expensive, meaning that it costs a lot of money.
Well, Grace says the cost was totally worth it. Friends, there's a word right there in that phrase. It's totally worth it. Now, totally here, it means completely, or it's clearly worth it.
And of course, this word totally is totally worth talking about. Here's a few different ways that you can use this word totally. Let's say that you're having a conversation with someone. Maybe Gabe and I are having a conversation about which is better, tea or coffee. And I say, tea is better. And Gabe might say, I totally agree with you.
What are you talking about, Rebecca?
It's just an example.
No. Coffee is totally better. It's totally better than tea.
Okay. Well, we'll stop there with that conversation. Or you could say, Japan is totally different from Taiwan.
Maybe it's different in some ways.
Oh, it is.
I might disagree with you, though. Maybe it's not completely different.
Okay.
But that was a good example.
Well, I think it's totally different.
You think it's totally different.
Have you been to Japan?
Not yet, only the airport.
Hey, so you don't know whether or not it's totally different.
You're right. Mm-hmm. You're right about that. I'm going to have to go check it out for myself. But, Rebecca, you were sharing earlier that you said your sister had laser surgery, and she said it was totally worth it, too.
Yes, so she said it was totally worth it.
So it's totally worth the cost.
Yes. So she spent quite a bit of money. Mm-hmm. on this laser surgery, and she said that it was worth every little penny.
Oh, great. Okay, well, friends, there you have it. It is worth the cost. Grace says, I suggest you talk to your eye doctor to find out if you are a good candidate. Now, that's an interesting phrase. A candidate is a person that's likely to gain a certain position or to do something, or it's a good option for something. So she's saying maybe Stephanie is a good option, a good person who should get laser surgery.
So, for example, let's say that you're looking for a secretary for your company, and you see somebody, you look at someone's resume, and you see, wow, they're very professional, they're very detail-oriented. You can say, this is a good candidate for this secretary position.
Exactly. I usually think of maybe a presidential election. Hmm. Who's running for president? There are a lot of candidates, right? Well, let's continue here. That will help you decide whether to get the surgery or not. Stephanie, she has a funny line here. She says, we'll see.
We'll see.
Yeah. And that's a good phrase to know when you don't know the result of something.
For example, I think that Seth is going to win the race. The race hasn't happened yet. We'll see.
Well, Rebecca.
Yes.
What's coming up next?
Who knows?
Hello, it's time again for the greatest review show on earth. Who knows? I give clues and our contestants tell me the word that I'm describing. So, who's playing today? Well, you are, but we also have Kiefer Ramsey.
Hello, I'm here today to win.
And I'm glad that you're back and that you're smiling as well. And we also have Joy Smalley.
I'm glad to be here.
Now, you won last time, Joy. Yes.
But you won't win this time.
We'll see about that.
Okay. It looks like the competition has already begun. Today's words are nearsighted, risk, ideal, glare, and candidate. Now, who knows the word, Kiefer?
You haven't given us any clues yet.
Uh-huh. Yes, good. Wait for me to give you a clue. He learned that lesson last time. Okay, here it is. A dangerous decision includes this. Joy!
Is it laser surgery?
And your answer is?
Laser surgery.
Joy, laser surgery could be dangerous, but that's not an option for our game today.
Oh, right.
It could be dangerous if you are nearsighted, especially when you're driving down the freeway without glasses.
So is nearsighted your final answer?
Yes.
Kiefer, you are wrong! Not all dangerous decisions are because of being nearsighted, but all dangerous decisions involve...
Risk! There is risk involved in dangerous decisions.
Risk. Is that your final answer?
Well, it's a small risk to guess this word. Yes, risk is my final answer.
And Joy is correct! Joy is our winner!
Oh, man! You won again?
Yeah, you'd better get used to it.
And here is your prize.
A mop?
Of course! If the floor is wet, I might risk slipping and hurting myself. This is very useful.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, anytime. Well, that's all the time that we have. We'll see you next time on Who Knows? Well, you know what, Rebecca?
Yes, Gabe?
I'm glad that I have good eyesight, but I think that if I was maybe nearsighted, I would probably opt for laser surgery.
You know, I hate to say this, but I would totally agree with you.
Why do you hate to say it?
Because I'm actually agreeing with you, Gabe. I think that I, too, would also go for laser surgery.
But I do like the advice that was given in our lesson that, friends, you should check with your eye doctor first to see if it's a good thing for you to do. Well, friends, thank you for joining us today, and we will see you next time right here on
Studio Classroom.